of God, the conception of God and the man, when they may be dissolved and the only Brahma that has got existence. No specific character of existence is possible. Something like chaotic, no cosmos. Chaos also have got some movement, but this is not that. A static, conscious substance, that is at the root of everything. And anyhow, a misconception over it begun, and this world we have out of that. Maya anadi, this misconception, have no beginning, but shanto, it may be ended. Anadi shanto, not anadi ananta. Brahma is anadi ananta, Maya is anadi shanto. It may be stopped, but it has got no beginning, this Maya, anyhow. But we can get out of Maya, but maybe fully squeezed, in front of. So the Vaishnavas say that Shankar is Buddhist in disguise. Because Buddhist does not have any recognition of eternity of jiva soul, and Shankar also like that. No eternal conception of jiva soul individual. Only the difference that Buddha have no recognition of the revealed scriptures, but Shankar has accepted the revealed scriptures but gave his concocted interpretation while explaining the revealed scriptures. The Buddhistic opinion has been thrust on the... So Vedas say nastikvat bhodhya-gavati. The Shankara is more dangerous than the Buddhist. They are clear. We don't have any recognition for the revealed scriptures. Attempt is based on reasoning. But Shankar accepts revealed scriptures, but he gives his own interpretation into it, because both of them does not recognize the eternity of the jiva soul. Ajunitta sasatuyam purano jiva bhuta sanatan in Bhagavad Gita and in Upanishad, nittu nittanang chetanas chetananang ibu bhunang nittu nittanang, is eternal amongst many eternal substance. There are many eternal things, and he is the principle of that. In Upanishad, in Bhagavad Gita, as by jiva is nitya, soul is immortal. But according to Shankar, soul is ultimately immortal, though this transmigration, different bodies according to karma he will have to accept, but ultimately after liberation, deep does not, immutable soul does not exist, neither God exists. Only that non-differentiated mass of spiritual substance is there. It is Brahma. Buddha have no recognition of that mass of light as Brahma. But they say Prakriti, the force is there, and these different types of forces acting together, and that will be finished, and there may be some force like darkness, may or may not be. Vidalya, Prakriti.
Why is this? Shankara's philosophy has so much appeal to people in general.
Because it gives harmony to all the sections of worshippers of all different types of gods. a compromise. There are so many worshippers of so many gods, and he harmonizes them. What you are doing, it is all right. You are worshipping Kali, you are Ganesha, you are Surya, you are Agni, you are Vishnu. All is, I accept all. But for the time, to a certain extent. And then it will end in the attainment of Brahma. You accept this on the end, and I accept you all.
And when the Vaishnava is asked...
There was a color of accepting the Veda and the Upanishad, and he gave such sort of meaning and embraced them all. And another thing, for his popularity, he was a very intellectual giant. He fought against the Buddhistic, who are out and out atheists. And he, with this color of theism, he fought with the atheist of number one, the Buddhist. And that, his success in that gave him popularity.
When the Vaishnavas ask why there are so many different religions, theistic religions, one is worshipping Allah, one is worshipping Christ, so many differences.
One worshipping?
Allah, Christ.
Vaishnavism?
No. When Vaishnavas ask, they ask him, why are there so many different religions under the banner of theism?
Someone will ask a Vaishnava, why so many different theistic conceptions?
According to the different stages of theistic receiving capacity, different groups, shooting to the mass of different section by installment in different ways, they have been disputed.
Gita Kamastha Istari
Tattva.
Not Vaishnava's body, but new Vasana.
Some of these.
Vasana, mostly. They are worshipping so many demigods who are in possession of some power in the nature to get by their grace their desired thing. They are worshipping that. Though that seek for her good health goes to sun, goes for general satisfaction of any last desire goes to Kali. Then for property and resources goes to fire, Agni, and one's knowledge goes to Shiva. Shiva has got versatile knowledge. Medicine, then this yoga, then music, then his indifference, all these many qualifications are concentrated in Shiva, and also the penance, all combined. So many goes to worship Shiva for knowledge. And those that want mukti, they go to Vishnu, Narayana, and this. But Narayana of Shankara, that is a part of Maya. Shiva is also so, but he is trying to get out of Maya, master of Maya. In this way he has been represented. According to one's choice, inner necessity, while wandering in these different stages of misunderstanding, they select their leader. So he will be able, my aim is this side, a good prayer, he will go to the famous leader in the field. Who wants to be a good player. One who wants to be a good merchant, he must go to such personal expert. Wants to be a scholar, research scholar, he must go to that side. So according to the inner desire, they go, kamasthaste hitajnana prabodhyanti yonam devata. And those that wants real thirsty life, there is also an installment. In Mahamadinism, in Christianity, there is theism. They accept eternity, eternal God, eternal Master. But according to their nature, just as Khatriya, Brahman nature, Khatriya nature, Vaishya nature. So, different nature in the different nation. They have been given such an installment. In Bhagavatam we find the installment according to their capacity as a group. According to their capacity as a group, the conception of theism has been distributed to them. Our whole thing, if we want to give them, it will be a very complex one for them. So, only approximate something has been given, not details. Then, after birth and rebirth, they will come to higher position, then higher education will be imparted to them about theism. With this policy, it has been arranged. Everywhere, this policy has been accepted according to the capacity. The degree of education should be imparted, extended to them. Otherwise, they won't be able to understand anything. Gradual process in the training, everywhere. The progress does not come abruptly. A continuous development is to be admitted.
Chidananda Prabhu has a question.
Chidananda? What is that?
From beginning from the lower stages of theism up to the highest, what are the different conceptions? Is Christianity the beginning, Muslim second?
He wants to know, in the conception of different stages of theism, theistic conception and development, what is the gradation? Where does it begin?
Generally, you may take it, the whole creation has been divided into this way. Achhadito chetan, fully covered consciousness. Then mukulito chetan, just opening consciousness, awakening. And mukulita chetan, achhadita chetan, achhadita chetan, then sankuchita chetan, like narrowed down consciousness. In instance, achhadita chetan, the stones, trees, etc., achhadita, covered, thickly covered. The consciousness is there, but it is thickly covered. Then sankuchita chetan we find in the animal kingdom. Very narrowed consciousness. Then comes mukulita chetan. And the mukulita chetan is amongst the aborigines class, Mukulita Chetan, not developed to a standard, half animal, half man, under such sort of civilization. This is Mukulita, only awakening stage. Sankuchita. Then Vikochita Chetan. Vikochita Chetan, where we have got some conception of God, that is this Varnasram Dharma, etc. Who worship God anyway.
So Christianity and Islam are there.
Vikochita Chetan. Purna Vikochita Chetan is Vaishnavism. Now, again, subdivision in human section. Sankuchita Chetan, Vikochita. In human section, first, morality and the theism. First, in the last stage, there is morality but no theism. No theism but morality. That is, Sataki Ochamukulita Valachanaki. They, the utilitarian class, altruistic class, they have got recognition of morality, but they don't find necessity of the existence of any God. Then, morality plus theism. And morality plus imaginary theism, kalpita sheshwarvadi, kalpita sheshwarvadi. So, imaginary theism with morality, just like Comte in France. He says that a conception of God, it is useful to us. It can help us to do the work of the police. God-fearingness may help us like police. Gentlemen, if you spread God-fearingness, then this moral benefit we shall get automatically, very easily. And to Shankar, after Shankar also we say, this is imaginary theism with morality. Real Varnasram, as given by Ramanuja and other conception, that is both morality and the theism, real theism. Sheshwarvad, morality and theism. And there may be theism without much moral conception also, there may be. The theism, so-called theism is there, but no moral conception that this hinsa, that is butchering, murdering indiscriminately so many jiva and others, and also go on with theism. Then, our real Varnasram is theistic and with moral basis. And then, because the Purna Vikochitan Vaishnavism comes, which is full of theism and morality according to this theistic conception, it has got less importance. Whatever, even they may still suppose flower to offer the Lord so that the man who has created that flower tree, he may be benefited. But theism in the fullest way, that everything, if If it may be utilized for the satisfaction of the Lord, then that will be helping to anybody and everybody. In this way it is growing, developing. It is for, from for itself, it is for everything for Him, not individual ownership. Owner is one, and they are not conscious that they belong to Him. But I know. The boy may not know that his guardian, his father is there, but I know the boy's father. Boy may be reluctant, but I may carry him with, in spite of his reluctance to his guardian. This way. Everything for himself. And they utilize in that way. They do good to all. Their campaign is any and every campaign, whether it may not be tasteful to the so-called religious persons or moral persons, but they are right, independent of their of the consideration whom they behave in this way. Everything. Ahami sarva yogyanam bhokta cha purvi. So, these are ordinary souls, moral, scientific knowledge, all these things, all considered minor. Baddha jiva is considered. The man in bondage, any jiva in bondage is considered minor. And the major are those Vaishnava, who knows that everything is for himself, die to live. They are the guardians. Guardians of the whole creation, and they go to utilize everything for him, for their benefit, for the benefit of the whole world. Do you conceive? Understand? Eh? Can't understand? Can't follow?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Eh? Follow.
Follow. You?
Yes.
Then you will find some harmonious existence in this world. What is what in this world? The ignorance, first, the ignorance section, the thickness of ignorance, according to thickness of the ignorance subdivision, then in the middle, then sattvic, then nirguna. Sattva rajatama. And then again subdivision mahatama. In this way, subdivision may be many, but there is nirguna above all. Where? That oneness, one guardian, one master is guiding every limb, every idea of a person. He is in touch with the full-fledged theism. Full-fledged theism.
Christians say the one master is Christ, and the Vaishnavas say...
They said three. The God, the ghost, God, the ghost, the Guru, the Christ, the deliverer, and the God, the Father. God the Father, God the Host, and God the Guru, as Christ. Three phases of conception in theism, according to Christianity. And in Islam also, there are so many messengers. And Muhammad was also mentioned, they accept the messengers of the Christianity, there are many common. The Moses, Abraham are common, but the last paygambar, the last messenger of God was Muhammad, and he is considered to be the foremost amongst them. And God is there, but God is not so much differentiated or developed as we find in Hindu mythology. Or ontology or Veda Upanishad, revealed truth. revealed scriptures. That Maximula told that what is in the store of the Upanishad in India, if the whole world gets it, they will be fully fed, and not anything will be lost. Not a point, not a drop will be lost, and the whole world will be well fed. What is in the store of the Upanishad in India? Next morning. So the full-fed knowledge is to be found in Upanishad. You see, anything has got its central position. Suppose gold or diamond or industry or religion. Everything may not be found in every place. So about theism, India was selected to be the highest position in the world by God. It is not not unreasonable, because college cannot be established in every village. Some place must be selected for particular hospital or education institution or police station. So in this whole world, some place was selected to be the highest seat of religion, theism. And that came in the lot of India. We have to look like that. If we have to die, we won't be envious that why in our village there is primary school and in that city there is the biggest college. Why not my school is the highest? It is ludicrous. So highest school for theistic education should be located somewhere in this globe. And the place was selected in India. You have come and compare the theistic education like that. And the Max Müller, he saw like that. The Upanishad, what is contained there, that can full-fed all the religious persons. And still it won't be finished a little. It is eternal. The fountain, water is coming eternally. The fountain won't go to be dried. Something like that.
Sometimes I'm meeting.
Then why the Americans, the others will say, Christ was born in Arabia. Why should we take his instructions? It is not sprung within our country. Why should we take this geographical difference? That is all Maya. Wherever the real thing is to be found, we must be open to accept that in its own intrinsic value, and not by physical, this mundane affinity, where I have got this body or my country. We must rise above all this material consciousness and be a clear student. With open, full, complete openness, we shall be inquirer after the truth from wherever it comes. The atom bomb came somewhere, sprung up, and others are not trying to get that atom bomb. Because it was created somewhere, we don't take it. The tank first created palace in the first great war in France, the tank. And now it is everywhere. So a rocket first created something like the V2 of Hitler. But that is in developed form not now everywhere. In this what is good, that is the universal character we have got in this Monday. And about spiritual, it will be all narrow national conception about religion, about the highest truth, which can get relief to all the troubles. That will be naturally located. That position will be more universal, very unique.
The problem I find with Christians is many times I will speak to a Christian and he will appreciate the high conception of bhakti, of surrender, even above mukti.
But surrender for what? We are surrender for the country, love for the country. We see so many surrendering. But surrender, the valuation will be the surrender for which?
The surrender to God.
God means we can hear what is the conception of God.
This is the problem.
So the hazy conception and the clear conception.
Well,
we have to come to that. When we come to the laboratory, the very minute study of the differences to be calculated there. The germs, the virus, all these things will come in closer inspection. So closer inspection will give us what is God means what? Hazy thing, unknown and unknowable God. God means unknown and unknowable, not any concrete.
They say Christ said...
Yes, Christ said that's a hazy conception of a sun, of a moon. But they have got their specific position. And from closer inspection, they will be found much more astonishing things will come out.
But they are afraid to go beyond. They are afraid to go beyond what Christ says. They are, the Christians, many are
that
afraid.
Is everywhere. At every step, that tendency to be found. At every step. Wherever one is, he is attached to that. Well, not only about religion, everywhere. This is a common thing.
Well, they take excuse from Bible, where in the Bible Christ says that none can come to the Father except through
Him.
This
is a general thing. Some accept Bible, some accept Quran, some accept the Hebrew class, they will accept something African. They have got some sort of, the Santals also have got. But when the comparison to be drawn, they must have to come out of their local bigotry. They have to come out. And in the broad light under the sky, they would have to come and consult and compare and reject and accept. This is necessary everywhere. Every militia boasts that we are the first-class power. But when there is hit, what? Then it is decided who is who. Russia says, I have got the power to control the whole world. In the beginning of the Second Great War, the Tojo, Japan, said, we are prepared for 100 years of war. The Europeans will fight together and it will be finished, and I shall be king of the emperor of the whole world. But to think something is one and the reality is another. So with open mind we are to your god brother one, this Arabic gentleman, what was his name?
Chayarishi.
Rabbanari. 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 he taught that in, from the beginning I have a tendency to go through all the religious books of all the nations. Then in course of that I found that the Indian religious writers, as regards space and time, they have covered a great thing. Most ancient, in Bible perhaps it was told that world has been created 4,000 years ago. But Indian theology says that so many dissolution and evolution, dissolution, history. This solar system dissolved and again it came, again dissolved, and what is the history, it is to be found there. The time, so spacious according to the time which has been dealt by other theologists of the world. The time and the space also. These tells of Dhruva, that tells of sun, planets, all these things, Brahmanda, how the Brahmanda came, was begun, how it is ended. Brahmanda is limitless, both geographically, historically. What has been given in the Indian theological books, that can, these other things cannot be come in comparison with that. But this struck me, that beyond this body, they can also gather knowledge. So graphic, so spacious tidings have been delivered and distributed by the propounders of the Indian scripture. So that attracted me. There must be, that would be the most spacious amongst all religious conceptions. এখানে আমিও চলছি আসুন মহারাজ ধন্যবাদ ধন্যবাদ জয় শ্রীবাদ ভক্তি বিচার জয় জগন্নাথ মহারাজ কি জয়
আজকে সব ঠিক
কোশ্চেন করতে হবে ওয়ান স্ট্যান্ড ইন্টারপ্রেটার এই নিমাই কোথায় গেল মহারাজ কে প্রশ্ন করবে তুমি বলবে আর উল্লেখ বলবে ডাকো তো চেষ্টা করো করতে করতেই হবে কোয়েশ্চেন মহারাজ উইল আনসার
What is the difference between the followers of Radha-Vallabha and Gaudiya Vaishnavas?
Gaudiya Vaishnava and Radha Vallabha, they just have some sort of kari follower.
Radha Vallabha.
রাধা বল্লভ আমার মনে হয় ওই যে সেবা পিণ্ডের দেওয়া গিয়ে পেয়েছে গোপাল ভট্ট গোস্বামী থেকে বেরিয়ে গেছিল
হরিবংশ হরিবংশী
বোধ হচ্ছে আমার
হরিবংশী রাধা বল্লভ
ওই যে
যার মাথা কাটা হয়েছিল
হ্যাঁ মাথা কাটা হয়ে গিয়েছিল
দু জায়গায় সমাধি আছে
একাদশীর দিন পান খেয়ে গেছিল গুরুদেবের কাছে
হরিবংশ বাই ওয়ান ডিসাইপল অফ গোপাল ভট্ট গোস্বামী নেম হরিবংশ হি থট দ্যাট হি হ্যাড গট অ্যাক্সেস into the inner service of Sri Radhika, higher service, Radhika, Anurag Marga. So, in Ekadashi day, he did not care to observe the rulings, what has been given for the devotees to observe. So he took this betel nut after eating, took betel nut and with his face red went to see this Guru Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he showed them too much negligence to him. What is this? You have got, you have climbed so high. We observe the rulings of the Vaishnava section, that in Ekadashi we should not eat this or that. As that Anugalpa which has been given to us, we shall be satisfied with that. But you are observing all scriptural rules and you are feeding yourself with Ekadashi day. You won't honor the Ekadashi, which has been given in the Shastra so much importance. He neglected. And then amongst the disciples, different types of persons. Some could not tolerate. And there was another thing we are told. Gopal Bhatta's previous guru, Prabodhananda, he was in Srikunda. That Radharasa Sudhanidhi, this Chaitanya Chandamitam, many fervent writings we have got from him, that Prabodhananda. And as like grandson, he showed some favor to this gentleman, this Hari Bangsa. Anyhow, the Gopal Bhatta was going as direct disciples. They are very much enraged and disgusted with that Hari Bangsa. And someone has beheaded him. And we are told that is a story when Gopal Bhatta, he was engaged in his meditation in the Yamuna. The head came floating to him and he cast it off. Anyhow, we find in Vrindavan it is told that head was buried in some place and the body was buried in some other place of Hari Bangsa. But Hari Bangsa already gathered some popularity and many appreciators. And they did not leave Hari Bangsa's creed. That busy marga, that the to follow these rules and regulations of the scriptures strictly is not necessary at all in Krishna Bhajan. At once, without vidhi, Rupa Goswami says, Ragavir, vaidhi bhaktadhikarastu ragavir bhavanavadhi. The vidhi bhakti we must observe as long as we cannot get admission into the level of raga bhakti. We must, Das Goswami also says that we shall show reverence to raga bhakti, but we shall try to be within vidhi bhakti, the rules and regulations, regulated devotion, Shastra regulated devotion. But those persons, they did not care for this.